was a cool autumn's day when they got underway and the conference convened in Berlin. They were the best of the West, and they came to assess and contest the positions they were in. So they laid out a map, and they started to rap about who wanted what, and agreed to a master plan to divide the land and to satisfy the greed. Angola is yours, Zimbabwe is mine. The Bakongo kingdom will split. We will not flag from our goal to conquer and hold the entire continent. While there's silver and gold and riches untold, and diamonds that cover the ground, the trees are so high that blot out the sky, and millions of creatures abound. There's monster-like beasts with ivory teeth, and leopards and lions and such. There's coconut trees that sway in the breeze, and fruit trees that yield to the touch. There's rivers so wide you can't see the other side, and mountains that reach to the moon. The stars are so bright they light up the night like a beautiful clear afternoon. There's so much grain it will boggle your brain, and it's all ours for the taking. By the time we grow old, we'll be swimming in gold if we live out the plans we are making. We have passed the first phase of a marketing slaves, and now we must have all the rest. Let us go see the Pope, strengthen our hope, and make sure that our mission is blessed. We must move right away, without further delay, because this will provide the solution. It's the perfect affair to relieve our despair and our commonly shared destitution. It just so happens to be our divine destiny to conquer the heathen nations. We've been granted the right to keep the heathens uptight and to teach them a civilization. We will use every guise, every kind of disguise, to assure our benevolent rule. They will have our protection, and we'll give them direction by establishing mission schools. We'll give them a god and a chastening rod and establish a measure of trust. We'll plant a seed and create a need, and then they'll be dependent on us. They will learn our speech, and then we can teach them to forget about their past. We'll change their minds until the end of time and make sure that our empires will last. We'll rule the land with an iron hand to assure production increase. And those who rebel, we'll send them to hell in the interest of keeping the peace. Now all that remains is to use our brains to figure an inland route. We'll meet in Brussels next year to review and compare and sort the details out. So they met and discussed without fanfare fuss of the rivers that ran to the sea, like the Gambia, the Niger, the Congo, the Nile, and the mighty Zambezi. Then they finalized plans, and they all shook hands and proceeded towards the door. Like a vampire horde, one accord, they embarked. And if you stay in your places and keep smiles on your faces, you'll receive your reward hereafter. You must cede us these lands upon our demands and do whatever we say. And if you think it's a bluff and you try to act tough, why then we'll just have to blow you away. But the people resisted when the colonists insisted, and the bloodshed has started to mount. So many folks died, the animals cried, numerous to count. From the east to the west, they encountered the best of Africa's defending sons. But one by one, they had to
succumbed to the fire of the Gatling gun. But this could not quell the will to rebel, and so the struggle just went on the ground. And from the north to the south, they were checking it out, and they were seriously throwing down. There was Abdel Kadir, there are mere Algiers, and Ashaka, the Zulu chief. There was Muhammad Ahmed, who took Gordon's head, and them Lincoln Shanks of Maury. There was Umar Mukhtar and Hajj Abdullah, and the men of the West Sudan, who fought them at night and disappeared in the night like a scorpion hides in the sand. There was much blood and tears for the next 50 years, and they began to call Africa home. And from a village to village, they robbed and they pillaged till their fingers were sore to the bone. Some got overzealous and others were jealous because of each one wanted more. They were so soon to discover that they hated each other and their problems were worse than before. It was a matter of greed superseding the need to preserve the mutual pact. They forgot they were brothers and they crossed one another and the alliance had started to crack. They had a design to build a railroad line from Cairo to the Cape. They needed to save time and connect all the mines to complete the mineral rate. But they could not proceed because of the need to deal with the Huguenots. They had landed before on South Africa's shore and were a mean and adventurous lot. They had control of the diamonds and gold, and they thought that their mission was right. They would not yield, and they took to the field, and they gave up a terrible fight. Greed was the cause of the Boer Wars, which further weakened the hand. The unholy alliance had met the defiance of the outlaws who settled the land. I'm back to back, back, back. I'm back to back, 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 back to Africa. Back, back, back to Africa. Back, back. I'm back to back, back, back. I'm back to back, 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 back to Africa. Back, 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 back to Africa. Back, back, I'm back to back, back, back. I'm back to back. After scores of colonial wars and World Wars I and II, an organization called the League of Nations was formed to plan what to do. There had been so much destruction it had halted production and left them licking their wounds. Plus millions of men had met their end and their cities were lying in ruins. It had took a world's war to open the door of freedom to colonize nations. Now was the time to thwart the design of a Western colonization. So one by one they took up guns as an alternate solution. From the Mau Mau in the east, the violence increased to the Algerian Revolution. It reached its peak in Mozambique and spread to Angola and Zaire. It was time to deal, but the struggle was real and freedom was in the air. Some had to be forced, some made the choice to bow out gracefully. Literally all headed back to the wall and some settlers had started to flee. But some said it's right to stay and to fight to protect accumulated wealth. We can't give this back to those ignorant blacks. They're not capable of governing themselves. Why then, just make a mess of all that is best and hamper the natural flow. All we have gained will go down the drain and the entire free world will blow. So they made some decisions to make some revisions in the original plan and came up with a scheme to further their dream of continued control of the land. Let's form a pact with those newly freed blacks to keep our influence alive. And they will be still fulfilling our will, and we will continue to thrive. But the people weren't fooled by indirect rule or neo-colonial stealth. in school and knew how to rule and were determined to govern themselves. Now freedom is gained, and all that remains entrenched on the southern tip is the boa beast with the nuclear teeth and the land in a blonde grip. He thinks he can hold the diamonds and gold, though his back is to the sea. He'll soon realize even beasts can die, and Africa will be free. I back it back, 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 back. I back it back, 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 back. Africa, back, 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 back. Africa, back, back, back. I back it back, 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 back. I back to Africa, back, 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 back to Africa. Back, 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 back